Joel Southern covered Senator Stevens in Congress for nearly 20 years for APRN. He now lives in Denmark, but was following the news today closely. Southern remembers first meeting Stevens as a young reporter just starting out.
My first impression was he was a growly, snarly man that I didn't really want to be around very much because he could be that way. And by his own admission, at times he could be a mean, miserable SOB. He used that term one time, and I remember everybody chuckled, but they were chuckling because there was a bit of truth to it. Everybody had been around or seen how he could bark and bite, and so there was that element to him. But, you know, the thing about it is there was a much gentler and thoughtful and generous side to him, too, and people cannot forget that.
What was it like to watch him work on a day-to-day basis?
He was a very sharp guy. I mean, he was even in his later years, actually, I think he got sharper. I think there was a period where maybe he wasn't as focused as much, but when he became chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, he knew that was a big job. It was one that he wanted for years and years and years, and he seemed to get a much keener and sharper focus on being in the Senate and the job that he had. He tried to stay on top and because he knew he needed to be sharp to be on top of his game.
Joel, how would you describe his style in Congress?
Well, he often said that he practiced what he had started out in as a profession, as a trial lawyer, and the histrionics of a trial lawyer were a lot of what he used to get what he wanted. He's famous for his temper, for example. And he often would say, I never lose my temper. I always know where it is. So he sort of used that tactically and strategically sometimes to get what he wanted. So, I mean, he used those sorts of elements. But he also delved into legislation. He had a very strong grip and knowledge about and respect for the law, and he was very much the lawyer as he did his work in the Senate over the years. So, you really should never ever have underestimated him if you came up against him because you would feel sorry. You also had to deal with that temper. I mean, that was a very, very tough thing to deal with at times. I mean, he would wear people down. I mean, sometimes he won just because they didn't want to deal with his roughness and temper.
What are some of your best memories of Senator Stevens?
On a personal level, I would say, and this gets back to the issue of Stevens being a more thoughtful, generous, and actually gentle person in some ways. One of my brothers died in 1995, and it was a very tough thing to go through. But I got a handwritten note from Senator Stevens. It said, I've heard about your loss, and grief is a powerful thing, and you need to understand the power of grief and work through it. And, the words might not have been profound to anybody else, but to me, at that particular time, they were very profound. So I that taught me a lesson about Stevens, that he was a much different person than the stereotype that some people had about him.
Joel, how would you characterize the size of the loss that this is for Alaska?
Well, I've thought a lot about Stevens over the years, especially during the circumstances that led to him leaving the Senate. And, the question is, is he a great man? Was he a great man or a man who was able to do great things? That's a hard question to answer. I think the best you can say that he was a remarkable man. Had a remarkable life because he was one degree of separation from a lot of the history of the past 60 years. So I think for Alaska, I mean, Alaska as we know it now would not be Alaska had it not been for the hand of Ted Stevens. Up to this point, without Ted Stevens, in the absence of Ted Stevens, a lot of what Alaska is just wouldn't be.
Joel Southern covered Senator Stevens for APRN in Washington for nearly 20 years.